Walker picked Texas researcher James Kroll as his white-tailed deer trustee and is paying Kroll $125,000 to review DNR deer herd management practices. Kroll and his team have just issued numerous suggestions, and Kroll says if all or most are implemented, more hunters will be satisfied.
You know, to be totally honest, there's never any way to please everybody. But I think there's going to be buy-in on this. I really do. I think everybody's willing. They're tired of this bickering and fighting and want to get on and have fun again.
Kroll says some key suggestions include changing a deer population estimate model to a regional or statewide assessment of whether the deer herd is increasing, shrinking, or stable. Kroll also recommends a deer management assistance program to get local teams working with landowners and other key groups. Kroll also wants a more passive approach to controlling chronic wasting disease among deer in a CWD management zone, focusing on detecting outbreaks more quickly and reacting decisively. George Meyer of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation likes much of Kroll's report, but Meyer says the plan to go passive on CWD is a bad idea.
This disease will not be eradicated through anything we know today in terms of scientific methodology, but we need to slow the spread so we don't have further outbreaks and reduce it.
Meyer urges the DNR to hold many public input sessions for hunters and others if the department moves ahead with any proposed rule changes stemming from the Deer Czar's work. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.